Just sit in the chair, join the group. If you would like to whisper your name into the little red light on the chair, then we can tell, we can call you by name then. As though he's like not lurking in shadows, he's just, you know.
Sussing
us out.
Yeah.
46, oh, he went to 46 then.
We know you're getting closer to the circle.
Mm.
Please take a seat. Sit down, take the weight off your legs. Would be nice to know your name. Would be nice to hear your story. Was there good times here? Do you have a family?
Peg died.
Please try and set the REM pod off. The one with the four white lights in the square. Just breeze past it. Thank you.
Come on.
You've put the green light on. We appreciate that. We know you're in front of the chair now, so would you like to take a seat and tell us your story? Can you turn the green light off for us? Thank you. We appreciate everything that you're doing. We know it's taking a lot of your energy. We have some energy that you can have. Just so that you can talk to us, could you put the green light on again, please? If you sat in the chair, put the green light on just to let us know that you sat in the chair. Come on, because everybody deserves to put the feet up. Can you turn the green light on for us again, please? Are you just weighing us up at the moment? Do you like having people here? Don't like having people here, if you think that we're invading your space, can you put the green light on? Can you knock on something? Just tap. Just touch one of us. There's plenty of items that you can set off. Stood at the side of me. My legs were absolutely freezing. Put the green light on if you'd actually stood between us. Make some footsteps. Can you make me vodka and Red Bull? Do you want to talk to us? If you don't want to talk to us, just put the green light on. Come on, we've come here to talk to you. Please just put the green light on. We just want to hear your story. Did you like working here? Is that why you're still here? Thank you. You did like working here. Was there some good drunken nights? But you see some good sights, didn't you? Can you put the green light on again, please? Learnt a little bit more about you. You enjoyed working here. Did you live on the premises? You live in the area. Too many people in this house, in this area. Too many people in the house.
Yes.
Do you like working alone?
I don't mind.
You don't mind.
Did you?
Makes it easier. Did you live on the premises?
No.
But you live nearby?
Spring.
Can you repeat that,
please? Spring. Small house. Yeah.
Who did you live with?
There's two families in the house.
Is that what was crowded?
Yes. Two families.
Can you tell me what year it was, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Would it be cheeky to ask your name?
Oh. Harry.
Harry.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to meet you, Harry.
Tom.
Harry, did you have a family?
Yeah. Peggy, she died.
Yeah. Did you have any children?
Oh, we had two boys. They died with us.
So you were left alone?
Yeah.
That must have been hard for you.
I didn't mind.
So did you work here when it was the brewery?
Yeah, it was a place where people came to relax after a day at work.
Did you enjoy the company then?
It's sometimes. Sometimes not so much. I didn't understand. Not a person.
Harry, what was your second name?
My first name.
Harry, yeah.
Yes.
What was your surname, Harry?
Thompson.
Thompson.
Yes.
Thank you, Harry.
Samson. Sam was my son.
Sam was your son?
Yeah.
What was your other boy called?
He never got named.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm presuming Peggy died in childbirth.
Yeah, not long after.
My commiserations. Did you stay on your own after that, Harry?
Yeah. Very much so.
But I take it you didn't like the area you was living with the two families?
No, it's very crowded.
Was there nowhere that you could go and find a place for yourself?
Not really.
Times were hard in the 20s, weren't it?
Couldn't afford to buy a house. Couldn't afford the rent either. Not very well off.
Not a very well paid job then?
No.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to us, Harry?
Don't think. This Everything changed. Everything changed.
Has everything changed that you see now?
Yes.
Not for the better, eh?
No.
What for?
What for?
Everything's changed. What for?
Yeah.
For the worst, by the looks of it, Harry.
Yeah.
I take it times was hard in your era.
Yes.
But there were good times.
Yes.
Harry, do you know what year you passed?
I'm not sure.
Is Peggy and Sam with you now?
And some I thought I might marry again.
You hoped one day you might marry again?
Yeah. One day.
Have you not seen Peggy and Sam now?
They're not here with me.
Are you stuck here then?
I've got things to do.
And what's those things that you have to do, Harry?
I've got many things I need to do. Many things.
Would you like to get on with those things then, Harry?
Yes. Yes.
Would you like to say goodbye to us and we thank you very much?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Harry, for telling us your story.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah.